are 9.7%.
This is Radio City Talk. Rock, sport and talk for Liverpool.
Now, last year it was Andy Woodward, former professional footballer Andy Woodward, who became the first to say he was abused as a young footballer, triggering many more to follow suit in a scandal that completely and utterly rocked the game. On this show, we had the PFA chairman on to talk about this. He himself said that the PFA and professional football in general had to grasp the nettle, and Gordon Taylor said that it was something that they were going to do, but it almost feels like in the interim, while we wait on more information to come out and we wait on cases to be settled, there are the Offside Trust, and the Offside Trust is an institution built to see if those who potentially were abused in the world of football have an outlet and somewhere to go. I'm joined by Mickey Fallon from the Offside Trust. Mickey, welcome to Radio City Talk, and my apologies for starting this in such a way, but I think we have to address these issues before we go on to talk about the brilliance that is ahead this weekend. How far do you think the world of football has come in the, I think, is it 8 months since you and some of your fellow ex-professionals decided to waive your anonymity and say that you were indeed abused as young footballers?
Yeah, thanks, Connor, and thank you for having us on the show. Yeah, it was last November that Andy Woodward and a number of others, including myself and Steve Walters, came forward and waived our right to anonymity. Yeah, I mean, where are we currently today, 8 months on? You know, there is an independent inquiry set up by the FA, so that is progressing. The world of football and sport in general, I think the awareness is being raised across the board now at all levels of football and across sport. But I still don't think we are fully there yet. I think we need to let the independent inquiry from the FA take its course. You know, still 8 months on, we are still getting on a daily, weekly basis people from not just football now, but from all sports who are coming forward to talk about their abuse in football. And, you know, the whole point of waiving our right to anonymity was to do that, to show that actually you can be brave enough to confront it, no matter how many years on it is. And, you know, the Offside Trust, we're set up to try and help support survivors of all generations, really, to speak up and be brave enough to come forward and confront, you know, the abuse they received as a child.
We're not going to be talking about any clubs, any individuals or any cases that are currently active at the moment, because it would be remiss of us to do that, because there are some very important court cases going on at the moment. But speaking to somebody like yourself and Steve Walters, do you feel like you, as an ex-professional footballer who did suffer this abuse, do you feel like it's the beginning of closure, to use a cliche, even though we are 8 months down the lane?
Yes, you know, it does sound a cliche. I think myself, like many others in sport, when this happens as a child, people have different ways of dealing with it. Most people, like myself, you put it away in a box in the back of your head, and subconsciously you try and move on with life the best way you can. I think by confronting it, and mine was 32 years later, and like a lot of other people, this is really now the start of acceptance, really, accepting the abuse, accepting the impact that's had on your life from a child right the way through as an adult, to be honest. And I think by waiving my right to anonymity and speaking out and now starting that process of counselling, that really is now opening my eyes, really, to sort of my personal journey to how I heal myself from those wounds as a child. And it is a cliche, but you know, a lot of things happen in your life, in your adult life, that you don't necessarily relate to your experiences you've had as a child. And I think what I'm learning is, once you've accepted and you've moved on and you're dealing with this, that you know, there are a lot of things, like the way you behave and the things you do as an adult, that really subconsciously you do without that feeling of this probably impacted me more than I thought. So I don't think there's any way you can put it to the back of your mind and then it not really have an impact on your life.
The support that the Offside Trust has got has been phenomenal. I'm looking through current ex
professional footballers. I'm looking through many different sports organisations, many different celebs, if you like, from actors to presenters to those that people hold in very high regard across society. So when you recognised, and you said 32 years on, that there was something like the Offside Trust available and you were involved with the Offside Trust, how important did that become for you? Because we spoke to Steve a couple of months ago about the fact that, you know, you have residentials as families, you go away together, you have somewhere to talk about it, you have somewhere to reach out to. How important did it become for you?
I guess you can't put a mark on how important it is. What it's done for me personally, and for most of the lads, is you've dealt with this on your own. I never told anybody, never told a soul, not even a family member for 32 years. So what it now means is we're being listened to and we're being supported, but not just by family, friends, people in the football community. But like you say, football clubs, I think the last thing we had, about two-thirds of the 92 Football League clubs that were backing us. And you'll more follow on a weekly basis. It's really important that you feel listened, because I think the more that we can spread, the more that we can spread that, actually, if you do come forward and you do confront this and you do speak out, that actually there is a lot of support out there, not just from the Offside Trust, and you know, we are there to support survivors, but there's a lot of support across the wider sporting community now that's a massive, massive help for people, and it helps, hopefully encourages people to come forward and that they can do so knowing that they have got a support network in place and they no longer have to deal with this on their own.
Right, well, listen, thank you for that, because I think it's always very valuable to give us some sort of context as to why the Offside Trust was set up, why it's there. It's there as a support network. It's there to try and help those affected, not only in the world of sport, as you said, but in many different avenues of society. But let's talk about the positives, if that's a word I can use. Let's talk about the fact that it has helped, it will continue to help, and we need you, the general public, to help with this. Now, I spoke to Steve Walters, the man who's been across all of this quite a bit in the last number of months, and simple things like he travelling somewhere in the region of 1,000 miles a week to deal with those who are affected, right through to trying to get a website and a Twitter account set up. This was all done without a single penny from anybody. There has been and was no funding whatsoever. And this is the first time that the Offside Trust is reaching out to the general public to see if they can maybe put their hands in their pocket to support this. Tell me about this match on Sunday, because it sounds like an absolute blast.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. We are an unfunded trust. It has been kind of a long journey from January when the trust was first set up to... There's a lot to go through to set up a trust like this, and we are now at the stage where fundraising is top of our agenda. So this is our first big fundraiser, which is a charity football match. It's on Sunday, the 20th of August.
Mickey, what's the dog called?
At the moment, Yappy. I'm trying desperately to keep her quiet.
Go over there and give her a stroke. We'll allow you to get your breath there, and we'll allow you to see if you can settle the dog down, because I think it's important that we get the details out here. Absolutely spectacularly. Yeah. What type of dog is it anyway?
It's a little Cavachon. She's quiet now.
Gorgeous. In other words, you've gone out of the house. It's either one or two things.
I've gone right out of the house, you're correct.
Right, well, listen, tell me, Mickey, tell me about the date, what this match is. And look, because it's literally, I think I timed it the other day, I drove up in the area sort of around where it's being hosted. It's about 32, 33 minutes on a Sunday away from this part of the world. So you can definitely get up and enjoy this. This is a brilliant charity match for the Offside Trust. Tell me more about it, Mickey.
Yeah, so it is a celebrity football match. It is on this Sunday, 20th of August. It is being held at Curzon Ashton Football Club in Manchester. It is a 2 o'clock kickoff. The celebrity match, we've got a host of stars from sort of current celebrities, actors, from people like David Morrissey from The Walking Dead. We've got a lot of soap actors. Currently, we've had a lot of support from celebrities wanting to play in this game. And more importantly, you know, from football fans all across the Northwest, I think we've got a really good spread now of ex-professionals that are going to play on Sunday for us. People like Danny Murphy and David Thompson from Liverpool. We've got Everton player, ex-players, Graeme Stewart, Gareth Farrelly, Man City. We've got people like Trevor Sinclair, Paul Dickoff, Nicky Weaver, Kevin Horlock. Even Man United, people like Mickey Thomas, Danny Webber. And there's a lot more ex-professionals, people like Colin Endre, David Dunn, Ian Hart from Leeds, Jack Collison, ex-West Ham. You know, we have been absolutely astounded by the support that we've had from celebrities and ex-professionals who are willing to come along, give up their time on Sunday for this football match. So that is great news. It's not just a football match. What we're trying to also do, Conor, is make it a family day out. We've got a lot of other activities happening on Sunday for the family. We've got entertainment. We've got entertainment from people like Rowetta, currently with the Happy Mondays, and they're doing the Hacienda Classical. We've got a rapper called Chris Evans, who was previously on Britain's Got Talent. And we've also got Welsh singer Nancy Jones there for entertainment as well. In terms of family entertainment for children, we've got things like penalty shootouts, we've got face painting, bouncy castles. We've got all the things that, what we're trying to do is ensure that this day is not just for football fans. Mm. It's a family day out. We're encouraging everyone across the Northwest. We've tried to do a good coverage of football clubs, ex-football stars that cover sort of supporters of all the major clubs in the Southwest and beyond, and really encouraging people to come along on Sunday, not just to support the Trust, but enjoy a really good sort of family day out.
Yeah, it's superb. It's absolutely brilliant. And I'm gutted, Mickey. I was supposed to be at it myself. I was supposed to be doing some hosting on it, but my own club, the football team I play for, we've qualified for the Lancashire League final, and lo and behold, the game is a 2 o'clock kickoff on Sunday. So it means I'm going to nip up after it maybe, because I hear it's going to be a bit of a party and a few drinks and everyone's going to enjoy themselves. It's a full day. There's going to be auctions from first thing in the morning. There's a lunch before it as well. So and I hear the lunch is going to be boiled seagull. I hear it's going to be a delicacy. So listen, if we want to get down to it, 2 o'clock, Curzon and Ashton. It's only what, 6 or 7 quid to get into it.
Yeah, there's various ticket prices. It ranges from £12 for adults, £6 children. Or you can buy family ticket for £25. We've also got tickets. We've got last few tickets for mascots available as well. But if people can get tickets, they can go onto our website, www.theoffsidetrust.com. They can buy tickets there. If people can't get online before, they can actually buy tickets on the day as well, Connor. So, you know, just encourage people to come along, support a great trust that ideally is, you know, we're looking to safeguard children in the future in all sports and support survivors of abuse. So, and people to have a great day out. So
I love it. I love Mickey. I love the fact that it's such a hard topic to talk about sometimes. You guys who have come out specifically in the last 3 or 4 weeks on every TV screen, every radio station across this part of the world, and have openly spoken about what you've been through. And can I tip my hat to you for that? Well done on that, because I know that must have been really difficult. Can I wish you continued success? I hope Sunday is an absolute blast. They're looking to see if they can fill the rafters. 4,000 people, go and support this. And Mickey, can I wish you well on your journey as well? Because I know it's going to be one that's it's going to be tough, but you seem to have the right people around you.
Yes, we do. And Connor, thank you very much for having us on. It's really appreciated.
It's an absolute pleasure. That is a brilliant Mickey Fallon from the Offside Trust. It's Curzon Ashton. It's this Sunday. It's Ralph Little. It's David Morrissey. It's Danny Murphy, David Thompson, Stewart, Graeme Stewart, Gareth Farrelly. I could name more and more and more. Get yourself on. We'll link everything up to @Radio City Talk just now. Get on, give it a follow.
This is Full Time. Radio City Talk.